What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not a comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
It's Quiet Little Sunday.
Me, yes. The guests. Introduce me.
Thank you, Elliot.
It's a great professional podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, we've only had problems this entire time. No opening segment. No introduction, no music yet. I haven't heard the music.
We've got music. You just can't listen to it.
Ah, unbelievable.
You are not worthy.
That's fair.
Our guest this week is
Mitch Coyne and Nathan. I'm hijacking the podcast. You fucking
Elliot
losers.
Stewart.
I'm setting up the thing for now.
We've forgotten his name.
Yes.
I was going to put an adjective before it.
And do you know what that word means? Because
yeah,
I don't.
Like the inimitable. Elliot Stewart means...
Inimitable. You loser.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Means that no one can imitate you.
Inimitable.
I caught a glimpse of your phone earlier, Elliot.
Yeah.
RuneScape.
RuneScape.
Yeah, motherfucker.
I was on the grind before I came here.
Yeah.
And you can get RuneScape on your phone now, so...
Guess who just got $2.99 yesterday?
Oh, yeah, in one day.
Did you get two?
Yeah.
We playing old school or RuneScape 3?
The easy scape.
Yeah.
I don't have RuneScape. Time for... Old school.
Ah, yeah. Losers.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Old school's sick.
He got 99 in fire. Fire starting.
Fire making. That absolutely the most useless skill in the game.
Yeah.
Oh, I can now light this wood on fire. Useless.
So good.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Gives no bonuses whatsoever.
There's never been a time in RuneScape where I've gone, oh no, I have U logs. Can't light those on fire because my fire making starts. I've never had that problem.
Yeah, no. I don't think anyone ever has, but it's a skill they refuse to get rid of that skill.
Yeah.
I refuse to stop playing the game.
The only perk that has is if you get 99, your cape lets you see in the dark if you wear it.
Does it really?
You don't need a candle or anything.
Ah.
It's pretty sweet.
It's pretty good.
That would be pretty handy.
But that, it also takes you, a million hours to get, so it's absolutely not worth it.
Yeah.
All right, this is... the worst podcast.
Yeah. We're talking about
Hey, this is a RuneScape podcast now, boys. Yeah. Fucking
awesome.
Hell.
I've always wanted to do it.
How did this podcast get more virgin-like? This is unbelievable.
Well, we had you on it. Yeah. That was it. That's all we had to do.
I brought up RuneScape. So. Unbelievable.
Tell us about your Viceland show.
Yes, Melbourne Comedy Festival runs a national open mic competition every year called Raw Comedy. And this year I made it to the national finals. And that's, they SBS films that. It's airing tonight, baby. That's why you're having me on. No other reason.
That was
ages ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And every time I work every week's like, oh, hey, how's that TV thing coming along? And I've just been like, oh, it's coming.
It'll be here one day.
7 months later.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
No, it's fucking good to see though, man.
It is. It was a great experience, you know?
Yeah.
I worked for months to get that fucking spot, so.
Yeah.
It was good it came through.
Yeah, no, we were so sick of your set by the end.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Just doing the same. I don't think I've ever told that goldfish joke since. I've been doing that goldfish joke for like nearly 2 years now.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is ridiculous.
So how long were you preparing before you did it?
Man, so I knew Raw was in February, and I started prepping roughly about August the year before.
Oh, so a full year.
Yeah, like a full half year. Like
Because
I just knew how much further it could take me if I got to the Nationals.
Yeah.
And it has, which I'm very happy with. But, I started off by, messaging people who'd done it before. I mean, like, oh, what's the fucking...
What's the
tips?
Yeah.
And then after I gathered a bunch of information, I made, like, a Word document? I was going to say a Word spreadsheet. I don't know. Excel? Unbelievable. And I just wrote out the set I had at the time. And then I highlighted all the punchlines in that. And then over the next, 6 months, I just started editing it, adding and swapping in different jokes. And by the end, it was just as much green as I could fit in. And that's what I was going for. It's just as many punchlines within five minutes as I could get. And it worked. It's good. That's my tip, guys.
Yeah.
Write as many punchlines as you can.
Yeah.
Because they'll love it. Also, be 18. They love that. Or be black. Or be a woman. Nah, actually, woman's pretty standard now. Just be black.
Be an 18-year-old black woman.
Jew doesn't count anymore. It's Asian, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Asian comedians.
When the Asians aren't real popular at the moment with the whole China thing at the moment.
Yeah, so. China's pretty disliked. They after Crazy Rich Asians, they're like, okay, we get it. There's too many of you. you've had your time. I don't know. I think Black's coming back in. So
yeah.
So that was the first time you've done Raw.
Yeah, it's my first time I've done Raw.
And you just killed it.
Yeah. Well, I prefer. I'm very smart about comedy.
As good as Fady, but
no, not as good as him. Not as good as the guy who won the entire competition. But he was ethnic, so
yeah.
I didn't have the. He had the advantage.
You should have done blackface.
Yeah, I should have done blackface. I should have just been funnier. Actually, I think that's the real problem.
He's only been doing comedy a short amount of time as well. I heard.
I think he's been on 3 years now.
Oh
I think.
Shit!
Yeah,
oh, way longer than I thought. Then I thought he was like a year in or something.
Nah, I don't think so at least because he started doing off a bunch of Caesar Kaiser's rooms. So.
Right.
But he's in a very fucking funny set. I think it's the same approach as me, just constant punchlines. And during like so basically how they did it on the day, is that one person would go off upright and it'd be one person. On this side of the stage, and one person, like another contestant on this side of the stage, like off stage, right?
Yeah.
And when the first person would come off, the second person would come off, and then after the second person comes off, like someone replaced them, and the third person would come on. You know what I mean? They just kind of rotate so one, two, a, one, yeah. two. But yeah, so Fatty was on, and I wasn't after him. I was the one. I was two sets after him, so I was watching his set. So many. You'll see it tonight. Unbelievable. Like so many applause breaks.
Yeah.
Like seven. Like seven just people clapping. I was like, guys,
just like, I'm done.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, I have to follow. Like some the kid who followed him bombed. It was incredible. So many people bombed actually on the day.
Shit,
it was really weird.
You think it was nerves?
No, it was just shit jokes.
Yeah, just not prepared because it's open mic at the end of the
exactly,
day.
Exactly, anyone,
like,
can,
anyone
do
can
do
it.
And like 10 people entered from Tasmania, so it's like one cunt has to win. And it's just some kid talking about Subway. You're like, ah, what about Subway? No,
what?
Fuck
wait,
you.
What do you mean one? Person has to win.
Well, like one person has to go through from each state at least, like
oh,
one
okay.
or two people. And so, if you live in fucking Northern Territory, fuck that.
I'm moving to the Northern Territory.
What's
yeah.
what people
getting
do?
An address.
People from Sydney go up to Northern Territory to win the heats there.
Yeah,
and then they get a national. Like I think that's
and then they
before.
Bomb.
Oh yeah, there's some like cases where people go up, like drive up to Newcastle like 2 hours. Like, oh, I'm gonna win, and we crush them. They're fucking losers. Yeah, be scared of that this year because people do that. People come from Sydney.
Yeah.
So because there's like six Sydney heats compared to like our one to go up to the next level.
I'm surprised more people don't come up from Sydney.
They should. Oh, absolutely.
Because we have people that want to watch comedy in Newcastle.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean. But in like the bigger rooms in Sydney, it's like in the good rooms in Sydney, it's good. But
I've been to the good rooms.
They're lovely.
They're very nice.
They're very lovely.
Like Mike in Hand was one of the first ones I went to years ago at Glebe.
Yeah, that was really good. Apparently it's gone downhill the past couple of years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But now, there's good ones like Comedy Lounge. If you guys can ever get on that, definitely fucking do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be something to work towards, just getting more Sydney gigs for you too.
Yep, for sure.
Just start getting a 5-minute set, like a Raw set. Once you get your Raw set that you do this year, if you sign up, you guys signed up for Raw?
Nah, fuck that.
Nah.
Why not?
I'm like, I don't think my set's there yet.
But you got what's it now? What month is it? December? You got till February, so you got 3 months to plan.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I could probably work with the five. Well, not really five, but sort of what I got. But yeah, I'd have to fucking dedicate myself to it.
Well, let's do the math here. So we got 3 months to plan. That's in Newcastle, that's like what, 3-4 sets a month?
So
you got roughly about 12 sets.
Yeah.
You could do that. Just edit it every night, work on it each week, tighten it up. I reckon you could do it. When who's your competition at Newcastle these days? And who else is entering this year? I'm not. I can't. I don't think. Maybe Luke. Luke. James can't. I don't think. That's about it.
Luke would be definitely funnier
if,
than
if
us.
If Luke enters, then I reckon he has a good shot.
Yeah. Is he entering? You don't know.
Huh?
Is he going to enter? Or you
don't know? I haven't asked him, actually. Let's text him and ask.
Yeah. Do it.
You guys keep talking to me while I text him.
Yeah. I'm like, really...
Luke.
So it'd be fun because there'd be a couple of hundred people there in the.
Yeah, well, that's what Chad was saying. It's good to have like a big room to do comedy.
Yeah, actually, that's a very good thing. The Civic Theatre Playhouse is lovely. It's like it's like a surround. You guys ever see that Louis C.K. special where he's in the middle of the crowd and he's it's kind of like that, split in half. Like,
yeah, gotcha.
It's really good, but
yeah,
and it's fun. It's just fun just to be around comedians for the night and just fuck around. Like,
you
get drinks and stuff. And
we can solve this
backburning that Mitch was doing when you're like, oh, raw sign-ups, like, don't they just sign up? Don't they just fill up like that and then you can't get in? Is that sort of how it is?
Or? Yeah, in I don't think in Newcastle... Luke has signed up for Raw, by the way.
Oh, fuck it, I'm
We're talking about you.
Fuck you, Luke.
I'll do it. Pod. And it'd be so funny if I got through and he didn't.
Yeah.
Just go up the
bit. We hope Mitch wins. We hope you bomb with your... Oh, I was taken by the sea. Oh, you loser.
Just in 5 minutes, do a kebab set.
Do a kebab set, yeah.
Oh, if I got on before him, and I've seen his set so many times, I just do his set.
Wait, that would be, like, I don't think he'd even cop slack for that. It'd just be such a good bit that it'd be funny.
Yeah.
that'd be funny.
Yeah. the jokes are good, though. Because, and if I got through, I'd have to be like, oh, no, those aren't my jokes.
Yeah, and then you'd get disqualified, but... Like, unironically, I wouldn't be angry if you joke stole. Just from Luke, just steal his entire act.
No, you can't joke steal, but you can act steal.
Yeah, you can if you steal the whole act, that's fine. Yeah. You're not you're doing it ironically, you're not passing off as your own in a legitimate sense.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm just trying to fuck this guy over.
Fucking up someone's year.
No, but like, if you stole Luke's set, he's got like another half an hour to fall back on.
Yeah,
if
that's
someone
true.
Someone like me, I'd be fucked. I'd just be like, oh,
I guess.
Here's my last year's jokes.
Yeah.
Not as good. Braces.
Yeah, do you guys, if someone did it to me, I'd just have to fall back on my Nana joke.
Battle of the tampon joke.
Yeah, or the tampon joke.
No one wants to hear that again. Ever.
Unbelievable.
Have you heard the tampon joke?
No, I don't want to.
I
don't listen to Mitch's set. I listen to Ethan's, not Mitch's.
Yeah. It's for the best.
As soon as I hear, what's up, fucking cuties, I'm out. I'm actually just left the room.
You're the one who told me to keep doing that.
I'm taking out smoking. During your sets. I'd rather cop secondhand smoke than listen to yours. Nah, I love you. It's all right.
Brutal.
Nah, it's funny to do fucking cuties. I like that.
It's very rapey straight off the bat.
Yeah.
What's up, you fucking cuties?
It gets a good reaction too.
Yeah, it does get a good reaction. It's likable. That's what you want.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. If you guys are doing Raw this year, just try to be likable and you'll win.
I don't know if my set has that in it.
Just smile while you're telling it. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you were doing Stag the other night, you were likable, like you were comfortable on stage. So it was a whole thing.
Yeah, I've been getting a bit more comfortable.
Yeah, you guys are definitely what you were. Ethan especially, like you too, 100%. But Ethan especially the other night, I could just tell you weren't like racing to your next joke, you were just kind of pacing yourself in like, this is funny, I hope.
Especially with that heckle at the start, that sort of threw, like,
what they say? What was, do you know?
It was like, I want to fuck you.
And you're like, oh, you fucking loser.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I want to have sex with you.
I hate hecklers.
Okay.
All right.
Like, we'll talk after the show.
I've heard that from Mitch so many times. I'm used to it now. So thanks, Mitch, for that. You prepared me for random homosexual encounters. Hecklers.
I was mid-joke at Big Dog the other night, and a glass broke during my set.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, you guys have been heckled by gravity, and it crushed. I was like, okay, that's a good line, finally, for that situation. So if you guys ever need anything like that, use that line.
I'll definitely use that line.
Fuck yeah.
That happened at the Stag as well. They dropped like fucking...
And someone
it's pretty
set.
Common. It happens like once every 10 sets, I reckon.
Yeah. But that was like an avalanche of glass.
It was a heap of them.
I don't know who was on.
Must have fallen out of the dishwasher.
Man, Stag was horrific. Like I had them see, and it's just like 20. I've never seen 20 people at a Newcastle open mic. Like, seen 20 comedians.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so many.
Like,
really,
I see a combination of 20 comedians, like 20 comedians and audience members all together. Never makes up 20 people, let alone 20 comedians plus an audience. Unbelievable.
It was
pretty
cool.
When did you guys start comedy?
A little over a year ago.
Yeah.
For me.
November-ish last year.
Did you guys ever do that uni open mic? Was that around?
No, that was done.
I wouldn't want to fucking do it anyway.
I'd do it now that I'm not at uni, but I wouldn't do it while I was at the uni.
Oh, well, there's no one there. It was maybe like one audience member and then the rest were comedians, so it's just a huge fuck around. It was very fun. I think we need a room like that in Newcastle again.
Just a comedian's room.
Yeah, just a comedian's room. Like once a month, once every 2 months.
Yeah.
Liam Callan had a good one called the Awkward Pause, just in his backyard, and that was fun. We did like racist, like it had like a theme. It had like a theme, like one of them was like 80s, another one was like 80s comedy, another one was like, I forget what it was. 80s comedy, we all did like racist Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
And James did blackface, like a Def Jam comedian. It was funny. They were all good.
That sounds awesome.
It was sick, that yeah. Does, yeah. I'll ask Liam if he wants to start up again. He'd love to, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would be able to do it here, actually.
You could do it if you want to do it here.
Well, yeah. Well, you've got the space for it.
Yeah, yeah. I could do it here.
Comedians.
Just need a PA.
Well, everyone just ordered like food, like a pizza or something delivered, and we just fucked around. Yeah. Sick. Yeah.
Yeah. And I hate my neighbors too, so it's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, well, actually, one time at the awkward pause, someone was on stage, and Liam's neighbor, I don't think he was listening to the show, but Liam's neighbor went outside into his backyard and was just audibly, loudly weeping, like not even crying, it's just like, insane. And someone's just the power through their set being like, what's the deal with tennis courts? Yeah. Okay. No one addressed it. It was just weird.
Super awkward.
But like, there's no way he wouldn't have heard that while he was crying. Just someone doing stand up comedy in the store and people laughing. It was really weird. Ugh.
So he was in the yard? Or you
just in the backyard, just crying. And I was like, what the fuck? Go inside, cunt.
Yeah.
I don't care that your wife's yelling at you. Just don't do it near us.
Stop heckling.
His wife hates him.
It was literally just getting heckled by someone unintentionally crying. It was really weird. I was like, this is insane.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Have you seen someone cry at a comedy show yet?
Not really. Like, not like actually like upset crying. Like, I've seen people get like angry or like that time with the water situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that type of shit here and there.
Yeah, I've never seen someone like burst out in tears. I don't think that would really happen very often.
I don't
often.
Think that happens often.
We've had really a person burst out in tears on the podcast.
Really? Who?
Oh, that was,
what happened?
My girlfriend. I was being a cunt.
That's fine. That's all right. Yeah. That's fine then.
I just thought I'd bring it back.
Yeah. What a callback.
Bring it back up.
Remember that time you made your girlfriend cry? You're a real piece of shit.
Tune back into episode 4 for reference.
Yeah.
It's like on a textbook with like reference to page 37.
So yeah.
Go back to this. Nah, that's not a bit. No. Do you guys remember school? Unbelievable.
No, it's been a while for us.
Yeah. Well, it was last year for me.
So. Yeah.
What do you mean? School's right there. I go there every Monday.
Is there actually a school nearby here?
Yeah, it's literally that big hall there.
Oh, what the fuck?
My school hall from high school.
Are you allowed to be within 100 metres of this? Are you allowed to be here?
Yeah.
Not until they actually, like, sentence him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just in probation at the moment.
There are only allegations at this point.
Bruh. Yeah. Bruh. So I went to a funeral on Thursday with my girlfriend. I was like, my girlfriend's family friend. And I was like, they'll go and kid up that charade, right? This is insane, this story, right? And before we get there, she goes, oh, yeah, just letting you know, one of my family friends is going to be there. Me and my girlfriend met there for like 2 years. She's like, you haven't met him yet. He's going to be a bit weird, just giving you a heads up. And I was like, that's all she gave me. And I was like, all right, this is okay. We get there, this like lad, she introduces him. She's like, he's like a gangster, pretty much. Like, not a gangster, like a lad.
Yeah.
And he gives me a firm handshake. It's really weird. It's kind of like, you kind of just ignore me the entire time. Turns out this guy's been in prison for 3 years. He's been let out because his mum's died. He's been let out for that one day. You get to go to your mum's funeral type of shit. Insane. Turns out he has a neck tattoo of my girlfriend's name. What the fuck? What? Insane.
Just coincidence or
no? Like no, man. Like her actually. Her. She,
Holy fuck!
I asked her about like he didn't ask for this to happen. Like she he didn't ask her to. Can I get your name tattooed on my neck? Like,
Holy
a neck tattoo.
Fuck!
Neck tattoos are bad enough, but of my girlfriend's name. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's fucking ruthless,
dude.
He called me British like 8 times, and I was like, that's just code for virgin. Absolutely, because you fucking hate me.
That's that's fucked up. So did they date?
Why? Like, no, they just grew up together. It's just like a whole thing. I don't think she's no interest in him. It's really weird. See, when I met my girlfriend, like she was like, "Yeah, I'm a virgin," but letting you know, my hymen broke while I was running. I didn't think anything of that until now. I'm like, "Were you running from the law? What was this?
Running from him? Maybe?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Fuck.
Just." I'm scared. He gets out of jail in like 3 months, and he's going to be moving back here, so I have to deal with that.
Yeah, that's That's going to be fun. It's going to be... How long's he been in jail for?
Like 3 years.
Yeah, right. So that's 3 years. You're going to have to just give him your butt.
Oh, no. Take my girlfriend. Absolutely.
Leave my ass alone.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm moving. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've got 3 months to move.
So I hear comedy in Melbourne's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, Sydney.
What open mics.
Jesus Christ.
That's full on, dude.
Yeah, it was wild. I was like, this is insane. I just sit behind him in the funeral. I was like, ew, what the fuck are you
was
doing?
Was he crying heaps?
No, just stone cold, deadpan.
Oh, like, that's a pity. You could have called him a pussy for crying at his mum's funeral.
Exactly. Well, Jesus Christ. Who's the real
that's
winner?
How you get right.
If he tries to, like, staunch you over your missus, you'd be like, yeah, at least I've still got a mum.
Yeah. I'm going to take your girlfriend away from you. Looks like they're taking your mum away, actually. Sorry, lad.
Holy fuck. So he dressed up in Nike for the funeral?
Yeah, he was literally wearing sneakers and jeans and like a not even like a dress shirt, like an untucked. I was wearing a suit, though. I don't have respect.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Yeah, seems like
right,
a winner.
And then, hold on, they have phones in prison? You guys know this? My girlfriend gave him her number just because out of politeness, I guess. I hope.
This is the guy that she tells you not to worry about. Yeah. Like, this is that
meme. The virgin boyfriend who's absolutely going
to
get cut.
You need to get a photo of him and make a meme of that. Me versus the guy she tells me not to worry about.
Here we go. First thing he texts her, you're even more beautiful than I remembered.
Oh, my God.
And she goes, oh, you... He said that twice in a row. She didn't respond. And she goes, oh, you, thank you, how's the train back? And she goes, almost at Wyom, took an hour left. All good, still as ticklish as ever, I remember. I noticed too. So I'm absolutely getting cucked. This is unbelievable.
Definitely, 100%. It's time to get some side, Elliot.
Yeah.
You need some side hope.
This is how Ethan got Elliot into a threesome with him.
I'll be your first.
Yes.
Wow.
I've had something sort of similar happen where I turned up at a house party with my girlfriend at the time and her ex-boyfriend was there.
Yeah.
And he comes up and shakes my hand. He's like, oh, yeah, no hard feelings. And then just starts describing in graphic detail about how he used to fuck my girlfriend.
That's so funny.
Dude, what the fuck?
That's hilarious.
I was like...
That's such an alpha move, dude.
I was like, I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
I'm like...
I'm gonna go fuck my girlfriend
now.
Got me all hot and bothered.
Yeah. And then I was like, turn to my girlfriend, I'm like, well, I'm fucking leaving. And she's like, oh, okay. And then like gets in the car, she's like, oh, can I just go and say goodbye to everyone? I'm like, fuck that. No.
Like, you wouldn't let her say goodbye?
No, I was like, what the fuck?
You didn't let her say goodbye? That's so funny.
I'm leaving.
How long were you there
now.
For before you left?
About 2 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
So you went from 2 minutes to him going, no hard feelings. By the way, this is how I used to fuck your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you got actually cut. That's so funny, dude.
Yeah, that was the hardest I've been cucked ever.
That's
just
so
like
funny.
Right in front of my girlfriend too, and I'm just like,
that's so funny, dude. Like, was he like looking at her while he told you?
Yeah, yeah. And it's his house. He's in this like big fucking mansion.
Oh,
super
so
rich
you're
parents.
The you're Ethan, and he's got this mansion.
Yeah, yeah.
He's now talking about fucking your girlfriend. This is insane. That's so funny. You
she
talk
went
about
to, like,
that
private school sort
do,
of. Thing.
Wait, is this Shaz or a different girl?
Nah, different.
You
girlfriend.
Should definitely do that on stage. That's so funny.
Yeah, and yeah, he's just like just, and he had no fucking issue with it whatsoever. And I'm like, well, it's your house and it's your birthday party that I've been invited to. I'm not going to fight you, like, in your own house, like, on your front fucking driveway.
That's
I'm
so
I'm just going to leave.
Yeah, definitely. Just... That's a bit. Absolutely.
So fucked up. It's like... Oh.
I'd say your story's a bit, Elliot, but if you do it and he somehow hears about it, you might get murdered.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those things where, like, you should talk a heckler on stage, kind of like, oh, I'm getting bashed after this as a joke. But like, if he actually says, I'm like, oh, I'm dead.
Yeah.
That's insane. Ugh.
Was he way bigger than you, too?
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
Like a lad, like a buff guy. Like, not buff, like prison, like fat, but not really. Like, you know, like not fat like you, but like...
Rotund.
Like tones, but like he has muscles, but it's covered by fat.
Yeah.
Type of shit, you
so
know
he's
what I mean?
Like a, just like a... like a tanky sort of build. Like,
yeah. Like if I got punched by it, I'd be out immediately. Yeah. Like I'd crumble.
Yeah. One of those guys with giant fingers with hair on their knuckles.
Well, I mean, he'd be straight back in prison and you wouldn't have to worry about him continuing to fuck your girlfriend.
But I'd also be dead.
Yeah, wow.
Well,
insane.
Fuck her as much as you can while you can.
Yeah, yeah. It's like 3 months. Up.
Yeah.
And then convince her to flee the country with me.
Yep. Yeah. At least go to Melbourne.
Yeah. Like
where he can't leave the state because he's on parole.
Oh, that's fair. Is that a thing?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, right.
No, look, this is me backburning here, but I'm sure. I've seen it on TV.
Yeah, right.
That's funny.
I'm pretty sure that's an American thing.
Ah, sure.
It's an American thing.
Well, it's like 50 states in America. That's fair. It's like six a year.
Yeah.
If you count the territories, maybe.
I don't think we should have states. I think we should just be one big country.
One big country.
Yeah. What's up with those mobile phone cameras that are being put in? Fuck that.
Yeah, bullshit.
I want to change my music.
Yeah.
That's my hot take. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
There's no joke there, just angry.
Yeah, it's just...
I'm going to grab a new beer. We got to talk about new jokes that we've written.
New jokes. I've already done mine, but...
I got a show that I want to do. There's, what was my name of my clown? I'm going to get on stage with my unicycle.
Offendio?
Offendio.
Yeah.
Or like Shockio. I don't know. Offendio. Some sort of offensive, shocking clown that just gets on stage and just does fucked up shit to offend people.
Is this just not your act? With clowns involved?
It's my act while wearing a makeup. Yeah, I want to do like a whole juggling thing. Like ride my unicycle and juggle dildos.
Can you juggle?
Yeah.
That's sick.
And I can ride a unicycle. I just can't do the back and forth thing. You know how they sort of the spot. I can ride forwards, I can ride backwards, but I can't do the
Yeah.
You should learn to do that then before you do it. Oh, you probably do it without
No, actually definitely fail at doing it. That'd be even funnier. If I go for
face paint or
face paint.
That's funny.
But blackface. You should do blackface.
Yeah, definitely.
Blackface.
In the interest of being offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just be as offensive as I can for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just to get it out of the system, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a good idea. And I might get stabbed. But
I don't think so.
I want to do it in like alternative comedy rooms where you can get away with doing whatever.
Yeah. what was the room we were talking
When you
about?
Say alternative comedy rooms, you just mean they're okay with me being racist. Yeah, that's what you mean by that.
Racist.
Alternative humor is just knock knock jokes, but what you're saying is, I want racism. That's why. Yeah.
I want to make people cry.
Ah, jeez. Just make them laugh, dude.
Yeah.
Unless they're crying with laughter, that's fine. Yeah. I'm doing a 4-week run of Melbourne Comedy Festival next week, next year. Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good. Yeah, definitely worth aiming towards.
Yeah.
Doing shows with Heggy, Big Dog. That was
Heggy's pretty good, yeah. I like Heggy.
Has he been doing any sort of different stuff since the last time you've seen him? Because, people that are, they've got a really good set like his.
He writes a new hour every two.
Yeah,
Most big comedians do.
Yep.
But I think for smaller headlines, that's just one of your best shits, so people come back next week to buy tickets.
I figured he would have been doing that. Because I was going to go see him. I saw him at the comedy festival in Newcastle, and then I went and saw him when he was in Jindabyne when I was down at the snow.
Yeah, right.
It's been too late. You see comedians all the time when you're doing open mic or going around seeing shows. It's just the same shit. You're just I'm over it.
That's fair. Yeah.
You need to see their hour shows. Their hour shows are...
Well, it's interesting seeing someone do an hour show 1 year and then going back next year and then they're having a different hour. It's a different... Yeah. You can see how they've grown a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I like to see.
Yeah, no, it's interesting to see people grow and shit.
Yeah, I'm fucking really keen to see his new set.
Yeah, well, that's all I want to work towards after. I reckon 2021 I want to do an hour.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I reckon. I hope so.
Yeah.
I think 2021 I'll be 21, and so it'd be a good time to reflect and do bits about that shit.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to write an hour.
Yeah.
I think not having a 5-10 minute restraint would be a lot better for creativity and shit.
Yeah.
Just having a chance to talk.
Yeah, you don't have to get straight to the punchline.
Yeah, that too. You can just take a step back and breathe.
Yeah.
You have to be thinking, what's my next joke? You just
People know that you're funny at that point. You don't have to prove it.
Yeah, they're there to see you as well, not just a whole creative lineup.
Yeah.
Which is always good.
You can actually talk about some things or even just deliver a thought that's not necessarily
funny. The whole story as well, that type of stuff. You can make a narrative around your show like people do.
Yep.
That's a dream.
Did you see Lewis Spears when he was in Newcastle?
I opened for him when he was this time, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Like, that was like a month ago or two.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
His stuff's a bit, like, wordier,
I'd describe it as. Yeah, him and that entire YouTube crew are very interesting. I find them interesting because they're like, they literally just do write a new show every year.
Yeah.
I think as their manager, like, forces them to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a whole...
they're all with, like, Verve. Is that...
Yeah, they're all managed by the same guy, but, like, just so they can tour every year.
Yeah.
Because YouTube only makes so much.
Yeah, and you've got to do different shit if you're going to tour again next year. Yeah, people aren't going to want to see the same stuff.
Yeah, no one wants to go see the same show.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, and I think it kind of hurts the... Like, they're not generally stand-ups in the first place, but then writing a whole hour show every year is pretty tough, I'd say.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Especially if you're not a stand-up. If you just
if you're not working out every night, like, on stage, if you're only just writing it. Well, that's what they do. They write a show and then just test it on audiences and just curate it while they're touring.
Yep.
And that's interesting.
Yeah, that... it'd kind of give you the shit, so if you paid, like, money for a ticket... And they're up there just like waffling on.
Yeah, like, but it's also like your favorite YouTuber. Like, it's like
that star power.
Yeah, you're there to see.
Like seeing like Isaac Butterfield's fans. Like, they're fucking devoted.
Yeah.
Like, people get tattoos of him. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. A nice Joker buttsy tat.
Oh, if anyone ever got a tattoo of me ever, I'd just be like, you're a fucking idiot. You're insane.
Yeah.
Getting anyone else on your body is just... Just calling back to that. Unless, insane.
That's, unless you do a Steve-O and get your own face tattooed on your back.
That's great.
But anyone else is like, what if they die or some shit? So it's like, they're no longer... What if they get not funny? What if they get Louis C.K.? And you've got Louis on your body.
Yeah.
Hey, he's jerked up people.
He's coming back, though.
Oh, I hope so. I love Louis. He's I don't care what he did.
He consensually masturbated in front of a bunch of women.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
You see him at Skankfest, those videos a couple months ago? No. Like he did like a surprise show, like nobody knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Like that, and
Everyone
was just
went
wild.
Insane. Yeah.
Just...
I didn't see the set though. Like, I just saw the reaction. I don't like
I saw a leaked
anyway.
Set a while ago.
Yeah, I saw that one. But,
yeah, that was good.
And then people lost their shit over it. They're like, I can't believe he's back doing comedy. And he's trying to work shit out. And they're like, oh, it's super offensive. He's working shit out. Like,
he's always been offensive.
Yeah.
He's just doing what he's been doing for the past 20 years.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're working on a joke like that, it's not complete. Like,
oh, yeah.
You haven't really figured out how to deliver it yet. Like,
exactly, yeah.
I've got plenty of premises that are super fucked, and I want to be able to deliver them, but I'm like, oh, no, that's not ready to even go on stage yet. And then I'll probably write on it for, like, a bit more and then go, oh,
that's where you and I differ.
It'll probably never be ready.
It's where you and I, I'll just get on stage and fucking deliver it.
Yeah.
But
here's what I think about my daughter's tampons.
Yeah. I fucking stand by it. That first time I delivered it, it got a reaction.
Yeah.
It didn't kill.
Shock.
It was like laughs. There was laughs in there. Shock and laughs.
Oh, Jesus.
But that's an easy thing to fall into when you first started out, is going even just for reactions.
Yeah, just get anything other than silence is pretty good.
Yeah. So it's like you get that shock. And you're like, oh, yeah, that was still cool. You still get that feeling.
You get a lot of edgelords that want to try it out, like try out comedy, because they think that they've got some...
Yeah, a lot of people are funny off stage, but not on stage. It's very hard to write like a joke format.
Yeah.
Or to translate like real funny, like real life funniness to on stage, I think.
Yeah, and on stage is a way different scenario to being around your mates
completely.
Talking shit.
Yeah.
Like, I know plenty of funny people that
couldn't do it, yeah.
They
absolutely.
Don't have the capacity to... figure it out.
Or even just stand in front of a crowd and talk. Like, stage fright's still
pretty fucked. That too. Yep.
Yeah. There's different aspects I didn't think of.
Yeah. There's plenty of things that can fuck you up when you're on there.
Yeah.
Even just getting a laugh, your first laugh ever.
Oh, that's pretty good, yeah.
Fucks you up. I found.
Yeah, you're like...
I was like, wait a second, what?
It feels good, but it's like...
It feels good, but you're like, oh, it throws you... You have no timing.
Yeah, my first like 3 or 4 sets, it was like euphoric after. I was like, oh, this is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after that, it kind of dies off.
Yeah, then you're just chasing it. Like,
yeah, trying to chase that feeling.
Yeah.
It comes back every now and again.
Yeah, it does. Especially, I find if I'm doing new shit and it works, I get that feeling again.
Yeah, I never get that feeling because I never do new shit, so. Yeah.
Try some new shit. Yeah. Yeah, that because you're like, oh, yeah, fuck, I can still figure it out. It works.
Yeah.
You got any new shit?
Yeah, I think I wrote a joke.
A joke.
They're not even jokes. They're always just premises.
They're always just premises or
just trash.
That's fair. I saw a great bit on Reddit the other day. It goes, this isn't my bit, by the way. Tim Ross Comedy says, Peter Pan, his powers kind of suck, yeah? He can fly as long as he thinks happy thoughts. Seems kind of exploitable.
Like, yeah.
Why isn't Hook ever just like on the deck of a ship? Hey, Peter, the Holocaust.
And then he just takes off because he's a Nazi.
Yeah, exactly right.
Fucking Peter Pan. I'm going to go get my phone.
Yeah, all right. So this is the first one I've written
mm-hmm.
in a while. My cat watches me fuck. And it's a problem because every now and then he tries to join in.
Okay.
It was.
Cat watches you fuck.
Yeah.
That must be an interesting 30 seconds.
Lost so you're saying you fuck your cat or what's the bit?
No, I'm just like, me and my missus will fuck cat watches. And then like every now and then he'll just try and join in. He's like that weird dude of the orgy. It was like, you know how you just get thoughts that pop into your head and you're like, ah, that could be funny.
Yeah, I could fuck the cat.
Yeah.
That's funny. Cat fucking.
It's hard because I used to do an animal fucking bit as well.
Yeah, it's a recurring theme in your comedy. Just yeah. Fucking animals. You guys about these Chinese fucking pandas?
Yeah. No, they're only jerking them off. Yeah.
It's you need to work on your timing.
Me?
Yeah.
We all can.
In the sack.
Oh, yeah, in the sack. Yeah, I'm not waiting till Ethan comes, so it's becoming a problem for him.
30 seconds. I did 15 minutes last night, and I got chewed out by people that we know.
Where'd you do 15 at?
In my girlfriend.
Oh. Right. I thought you meant on stage.
Like, oh, it's like a vagina. What's that?
What?
Oh, that's that place where the prison guy goes.
What a callback.
That's funny.
Piece of shit. Elliot's over here getting cucked and you're making fun of him.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he makes fun of my pre-diabetes, so yeah, fuck
pre-diabetes.
Him.
Pre, no, I'm pretty
prequel
sure
to diabetes.
Not there yet. My foot hasn't fallen off yet.
That's a funny bit. You could lose that on stage and be like, my body's just diabetes, the prequel. That's funny.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
Do that.
Yeah.
Next time
I'm writing that down. Thanks, right, Elliot.
Go for it, lad.
Yeah.
I got a good Elliot joke, actually.
Go for it. Hey, guys!
I was driving past a self-storage place.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why do they call it self-storage? You're not allowed to store yourself in there.
I'll say it again.
It's a self-storage place.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to use it for, like, accommodation. So why do they
call it what was your bit, bud?
The punchline is, why do they call it self-storage if you're not allowed to store yourself in there? That's it. That's fucking retarded.
It's absolutely not an Elliot bit. It's incomprehensible.
I was trying to write a short, like, set-up punchline. I'm like, self-storage? Mm.
I love how your idea of an Elliot joke is a set-up and a punchline.
Yeah. Set-up, punchline.
Yeah,
done.
Amazing.
Next joke.
They should have named the Steve Jobs movie iMovie.
See what I mean? I stand by it. This self-storage bit, it's going to go places. Yeah. It's going to work out.
Directly in the bin, hopefully.
So, the way I wrote that joke is, if they made a movie about me, it'd be called Diabetes, the prequel. I think that's how I'll go with that one.
No, I just say, I don't know. Yeah, that also work, but I just say, my body's just Diabetes, the prequel.
I feel like you need to take a current like pop culture movie and then like parody Diabetes over the top of the name of
too.
It.
Yeah.
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 But I had this one line I used to do where I just go, what's going to break first, my voice or my hymen? Just chuck that in. I reckon you should do it that way. Just randomly just say, my body's just Diabetes, the prequel.
Yeah.
Do it after Puddin'. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a good opening bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do that. After Puddin'. Just go, parents, my family, what's the bit? I forget. Friends call me Puddin'.
Oh, yeah. Friends call me Puddin'.
Because I'm fat.
Yeah. Because I'm fat.
And delicious.
Yeah. I added that tagline on.
Randomly. I reckon you should just go, my friends and family call me Puddin'. My body's just Diabetes, the prequel. Like, straight into it, I reckon.
Yeah.
Or you could do it after your delicious bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird, like, I don't know. I'm to the point now where I've got jokes that will consistently get laughs.
It's good.
So.
That is good. It's what you need.
It is like, but oh, that's still not like.
I love that that's something we're proud of. Hey, I'm doing stand-up comedy. I'm getting laughs. Finally.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a long time
coming. It's happening every time now. Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, nearly every time. Yeah. Every now and then I'll fall off the rails in a big way.
And doesn't everyone though? Some yeah. point or another? Like, fuck.
I go through streaks.
Yeah, like it's just peaks and valleys, is yeah. the way it's said.
Yeah. I think it gets like more or less extreme. Like the longer you've been doing it, you're not gonna have as much of a fucking just Hiroshima sized bomb.
Yeah.
You can sort of bring it back. And you can use those tricks of like self-deprecation, like, oh, this is yeah. fucking going well.
You'll
and,
just,
like, bring it
it'll,
back.
It'll come a time, just yeah. being able to, that's what being comfortable is, like, you can't really bomb if you're comfortable.
Yeah. You can sort of break that fourth wall of the, how,
yeah,
how
and you've
going.
Also got jokes to fall back on eventually, yeah. which you know are going to work.
Yeah. I've yeah. seen you do it plenty of times if something hasn't landed completely well, and you're just like, oh, I'm like, tap the mic. Or,
yeah. yeah. Is this thing on?
Yeah. But all you right. can't do it like Jared does it, where if he's like, he's almost going up with the intention to bomb, and then he will just bomb, and then he'll be like, break the fourth wall, get a laugh, and then he goes back into just like abusing the crowd.
Yeah. Bomb. Like, that's very funny.
You're like bringing them back and then just slapping them in the face again. And then you get off and everyone's like, well, that was horrific.
It's like you've knocked someone's sandwich out of their hands and then you're like, it's all right, I've got a chocolate bar for you. And they're like, oh, okay, thank you. And then you just throw the chocolate bar away.
But you keep bringing it back.
It's like... you've got a... No, I'm not doing it again. Fuck you.
All right. Any more bits before we wrap up?
That's all I've written.
I got just like weird thoughts that I've been having. That
you mean
be,
all of your thoughts?
Yeah,
they're
I should
all
be discussed
weird.
With a counsellor. But I'll do it here because it's cheaper. backpackers in Australia. Like what's with all the backpackers getting murdered in Australia?
It's been a long time since the last one.
Yeah,
they just
has there
missing.
Been a
recent literally
one?
A week ago. One
really?
Went missing. Yeah, from like the UK or something.
Good. He went walkabouts though,
yeah.
didn't he?
Yeah, he went walkabouts.
He didn't get murdered. I reckon his friends murdered him.
Someone's probably murdered him.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to that guy for the sweet bit that I'm going to do on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're down our one of three fans now. He was one of them.
I won't believe
this. Dropping like flies.
Yeah, no. I can't listen back to it.
I would appreciate it if you at least plugged it, Elliot. You know, put it up on the social media.
I was just on, what's this podcast called? Bits We Didn't Do or something?
Yeah.
How to Not Comedy.
How to Not Comedy.
Bits We Didn't Do. That should be a section of
yeah.
the podcast.
Fuck, that is a good idea.
I had this really good bit about disabled people and women's sport.
You did that bit, didn't you?
Sort of. It yeah. turned into a bit about me watching porn about a girl in a wheelchair.
Yeah. You the went out of your way to watch porn in the wheelchair so you could do the bit.
I did. I did some investigation. Some to maintain my journalistic integrity, I had to watch some disabled porn.
There we go.
Yeah. It was good. Nah. Yeah.
That bit works too. Like, that gets laughs.
Yeah, that's been getting laughs.
Yeah.
Strangely enough. Didn't think it would. I was going to do something on like just on my dad jokes because he was an abusive father. Still is. No, it's just about you can't hit kids these days, but my dad had the hand of pain back in the day. That was his.
It's like a WWE wrestling move.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Did he used to play music when he walked into the bedroom to beat you?
The hand of pain. Isn't that? The hand of pain.
Every now and then you lend a reversal on him.
Yeah, no, that never happened. Well, actually it did. One time I punched him in the nuts.
You were 20.
Oh, shit. But yeah, And that's all coming back at him when he gets old.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he can't defend himself.
Yeah.
I'll throw him in a home.
Yeah, throw him in a home that's like notorious for abuse.
Yeah. Like, force feed him shit he doesn't want to eat. So you're like, he'll learn to like it. Yeah.
Ethan's dad uses the fist of pain. Oh my god, Ethan's picking him up. He's throwing him into an old person's home.
Good shit. All right. Yeah, there might be something there.
All right, that's a peak to end on, I think. Ethan, you got any more bits?
Nah. Oh, nah. I had like a story of like my parents were in America and my sister came around to borrow a hedge trimmer and she asked me to put fuel in it. Hedge trimmer.
Isn't that just the... Doesn't use your arms?
Nah, not the snips, like a...
It's like a chainsaw, but for hedges.
Yeah, right, keep going.
It's called a hedge trimmer, actually.
Yeah.
Shit.
Anyway.
I do believe they use it to trim hedges, but I might be wrong.
I think you are. Yeah.
She just came around and asked me to put fuel in it, and which seems like a simple task, but I was coming down off LSD at the time. So I was like trying to figure out how to fill it up. Anyway, it's a whole story. I'm going to try and turn that
a great finished bit.
Yeah, really well finished.
And, polished, as I say.
Yeah, it was fucked up. We thought the police were there to like take us all away. And like open the door and it's just my sister. I'm like, well, that was a fucking build up for no reason. I don't know. I think it's a you had to be there type of thing. I probably won't do that one. I just had to write it down. Anyway.
I want to talk about my fucking trip yesterday.
Yeah, but it's like trying to describe colours to a blind person.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't, yeah.
I went on a trip yesterday, Elliot.
On LSD?
No, just weed.
Just weed.
Yeah, you tripped on weed. Nice.
Nah, but...
what a rebel. Something that happens often.
Yeah, no. I fucking went to the moon. It was like... I listened to the two Tool albums, which...
Mitch is becoming that big. Pretentious wanker that takes...
I'm like, you don't know music until you've listened to it high.
Yeah.
But it all seemed to make sense.
I'm pretty sure that's in Half-Baked, the movie. It was like the stoners that like... Yeah, have you ever like done that? While high.
Yeah.
You're turning into that guy.
Yeah.
Who was John Stewart?
I was trying to eat chicken crimpies, but they taste like absolute dog shit. Which you think it'd be better when you're high, but they're not. It was like eating cardboard.
Yeah. That'll happen.
Yeah.
So are you guys doing Raw or not? What's happening? Not doing it this year?
Fuck it. I'll sign up. If there's spots for me, I'll sign up.
I reckon sign up.
I'll turn up to heckle Mitch. Nah, I'll sign up if you sign up. Fuck it.
Ah, oh, fuck.
We're in this together now. And if you beat me at Raw, I will beat you in real life with a golf club.
But
we see this year, I'm unsure of who can win. Like, unless like Luke.
Luke's gonna kill us. For
yeah,
sure.
Luke will crush.
Yeah.
But if we eliminate, like, there's still gonna be a runner up who has to go through as well.
Yeah.
So if we rule Luke out, like Lauren Budden's really good. I think Dave Perry, I guess.
Is Dave going to do it?
I hope so. It's good.
Yeah, Dave's set that he did at the Stag and Hunter for Eddie's pro show that she ran.
It was that good? I didn't go to the pro show.
It was like not as many, like not as packed out as usual.
What was the setup like? It's the same as usual?
Same as usual, but just less people because you had to pay to get in.
Yeah.
But there was still like a fair decent amount of people in there. It was just a weird crowd. But fucking Dave... killed. He did really well.
That's good.
Yeah.
He's fucking funny and well polished. He's got great jokes.
Yeah.
And like just his like delivery and the order of jokes, they all just work. They just get progressively more fucked as well.
Yeah.
Which is
I like that from him.
Yeah.
Have you guys done his Gosford show yet?
No, we're I'm certainly not good enough.
Yeah. I should ask him.
Do it. Yeah, definitely get on, I reckon.
Yeah. I was just a bit worried about, like, my set. Like, because there was a while there where I was going good and then going shit. It's like, all right, now I've decided on sort of some jokes that I want to do and, like, polish them up a bit. So it'd be good to do that there.
Yeah.
See how it goes. Because I did, what's it called? Breaking Comedy in Campbelltown.
Yeah, okay.
And it's a fucking weird setup. Like, it's out on the street pretty much. Like, it's between two buildings and people can just walk in off the street. It's weird to do comedy outside.
Oh, like, yeah, comedy outside sucks.
Especially in daylight savings when it's like still kind of light outside.
Absolutely, and it's like 8 and you're like, oh, it's still light.
Very
and
light
outside, actually.
Kids and families walking past and I'm just talking about a dick.
Yeah.
I was like, this is weird. Whatever. It actually did all right. Like, they're a good crowd because it's Campbelltown, so they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
At least no one's getting stabbed.
That's true.
Smoking ice. So.
That big ice. Is there a lot of ice in Campbelltown? Ooh, when I used to hang around there, there wasn't that much.
Yeah.
Start doing Sydney trips with Adam Moore.
I've been doing that a fair bit.
That's good.
Been down there half a dozen times, but
that's good.
It's a fucking long night too on that train.
Yeah, getting back at 12.
Yeah,
and
I think the
two.
Best thing is to do is drive to Hornsby, then catch the train in.
Yeah, it's fickle.
Yeah, I'll have to do that more. I've finished my degree in IT, so
good job.
I just finished that a few weeks ago.
Cool.
So now I've got to look for work or full time comedy, baby. Let's do it.
Nah, finish probably, your degree, you're like, ah, fuck it. I'm just not going to pay this hex debt off.
Yeah,
hex debt. I got to like casual work repairing caravans.
Nah, hex is
my
sick.
Boss is pretty sick, so
cool.
I can get time off if I need to go do shit, which is good. Yeah. You pass me off. What are you
what
doing
time
for
do you
work?
Finish usually? Me? I work in government.
Work in government?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's vague.
Yeah.
I'm not going into any. I don't want to lose my job.
Yeah. Well, no one can listen to this.
Nah, no one listens to this shit.
Nah.
But keep it off the record.
Yeah.
Like the
now
other.
I work in government. I finish at 4, catch the 4:26 train down to Sydney.
Okay.
Yeah. I was getting like 3-5 times a week when I was doing RAW, like leading up to it. Which was really
3 or 5 times a week down to Sydney.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What time do you start in the morning?
8:30 till 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I work 9 till 4. Fuck, I don't have any excuse whatsoever.
I do 8. Yeah, I do 8:20 till 5.
Yeah, and I'd zip home, get changed into my comedy outfit, and then drive down to Hamilton train station. Go there, get back at 12:40, 2 o'clock.
Yep.
Sleep, go to work next day.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I got to do it.
I have to get RAW and Comedy Zone, baby, so.
Yep, that's how you do it. Yeah, you got to put the fucking work in.
Talent over hard work, but, and then hard work comes second.
I wouldn't mind doing it, like, just doing the set I have now, and just doing that, just going down. But do people get sick of hearing it? Like, that's
who's
my
people?
Concern.
Like, audience members that change up every week. It's fine.
Do they change? Yeah.
Yeah.
I always get that fucking... When the MC asks, like, who's been here for comedy before? And, like, half the crowd's like, yeah.
Yeah, well...
Like, fuck. There goes half the crowd.
It's all right. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Pretty much.
I like you.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's fucking kill it.
Yep. Yeah.